Breakfast Show. Monday to Friday, 6 to 9. 6 to 9. On Smile 90.4 FM.
Somebody who's so down to earth, ladies and gents. If you've ever bumped into him, maybe on the in the winelands somewhere, on a mountain bike, or in life at all, you'll realize how incredibly humble and grounded this man is. A global phenomenon, really. And something that we're very proud of, because, you know, the world has so much in terms of offering of talent, and ours is in the form of a instrumental author called Dion Mayer. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Thanks for having me on the show. It's a real pleasure and a privilege.
Dion, it's so lekker to have you in with us. I know the last time we chatted was telephonic and you were about to head off for a crazy time. And you've just got back now from a crazy time.
Yeah.
Being busy, and when we chatted, you were like, ah, you know, I'm enjoying this time. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, we were preparing for new material to be launched to the world, and the world just can't get enough, because your writing has got this great way of pulling people into the story, captivating audiences. It's no wonder it gets picked up for movies, because you write to what people want, and it's from the heart, and it's really I often think to myself, do you just drink special tea?
Never get a writer's block.
You grow your own herbs.
That lady sitting outside there is my wife, Marianne.
Yeah. Mm.
And she's got this little whip.
Ooh.
Oh.
Unfortunately, she only uses it in my writing.
Love that. But you've been very busy, and there's new stuff out. And Dion, it's you've come back from this beautiful tour of Germany, where your how many languages are your books translated into, by the way?
It's, I think, 27 or 28.
Wow.
Wow. And here's the weird thing, is that people expect, because their books have been translated, you to speak the language.
Yeah, but and I had a little bit of French and German at school. So in those two countries, I can just get myself into trouble, you know.
Exactly.
But I understand a lot. But the other countries, obviously the Netherlands or the UK, the US, it's not a problem.
Yeah.
But when you start going to the other countries, then it does get a little bit difficult.
You know? And all these countries want your latest work as well. So, I mean, when you bring out a book, and I saw this massive, beautiful billboard outside here going Phoenix, and I'm like, yo, look at that. That's stunning. And now to 27 languages it goes.
Yeah, you know, Phoenix was my first translated novel.
Yeah.
And back then, I never thought this would happen. I was just so grateful that the book was published in Afrikaans. I had no dream or expectation of it going anywhere bigger than that. So my whole career has been a huge surprise, especially to my mother, but also to me.
Dion, I've got this beautiful book that everybody's talking about for Christmas, right? It is going to be, if not already, the number one purchase for anyone for in terms of Christmas gifts. Mm. There's something so special about a Dion Mayer book around, and it's not just, it's like, I want to say you're like the Michael Bublé of Christmas, that every time Christmas is here, you've got something special to offer. But it's true. Your gift of giving this to the world makes so many people happy at Christmas.
And that makes me very happy. You know, I write to entertain. I write to bring the joy of the story to other people, because that's why I read. I read for the joy of the story. So if people do get joy and pleasure from the book, then it's mission accomplished for me. Nothing gives me more satisfaction than that.
So you bring these amazing characters that we've seen adapted to the screen as well, to life. And people then, obviously, because in their world, and this is the great thing about imaginations, is that people there, these characters live there. So when you're on a flight, and people who know you are, do they pick your brain as to what these characters are up to next, and what and give you ideas? I remember the last time I tried to pitch my idea to you. Is it a common occurrence that people do that to you when they know you are?
I get a lot of emails from people pitching stories, and it becomes a, you know, you have to say thank you, but no thank you. So it does happen, but mostly when people meet me on planes or somewhere, then they have one singular request, and that's, please keep Benny off the bottle.
That's my biggest request as well. Please.
I know we spoke about Benny the last time, and the character, because I thought his character portrayal on it was brilliant. That they captured the essence of what Benny was and who he was. The actor that played him was.
Right.
Did you have some input into that, or did you go, listen, it's your creative, you take my novel and you kind of work Did you have input into that?
No, it was a production that was done by, I sold the rights to a UK production company and they made the calls. They were very generous in asking me what I thought. But, you know, when it works like that, then I usually, I just say, do what you guys think is best. Yes. They know the industry. I also thought the casting was great.
Yeah.
I think all the actors' performances were absolutely brilliant. I think it was a fantastic showcase for South African talent.
Absolutely.
And that's what made me very happy, is that it did not bring in a British or an American actor with a false South African accent.
Yeah.
It was genuine, and to me that meant a lot.
A lot of people on our WhatsApp line are really going, I can't believe the Dion Meyer is in studio with you, because a lot of people were quite surprised that you were South African, really. I mean, you look at when you chat to people that don't know where you're from, they kind of go, Dion Meyer, South African. you get the sense in your plots of the books where they're based in that. But the writing really could it's a global theme in your novels that kind of exceeds the boundaries of just one country. And I guess that's why it's so appealing in other parts of the world as well, is because you could really be anywhere in the world, pick up a Dion Meyer book and thoroughly enjoy it and be immersed in it.
Yeah, I often say, you know, when people ask me how well do the books translate, then my answer is always, story is a universal language,
and
the humanity of characters is a universal thing. So if you can get those two things right, then the book should work in any culture, in any language, in any country. So that's what I try to focus on, is to try and make that work.
We chatted the last time about when you get time off and away from the books, being on a mountain bike in that beautiful area, or in any beautiful area. What else do you enjoy doing? Are you a cook? Are you your wife might nod her head and say, no, Dion's useless in the kitchen. I stay, keep him far away. What do you enjoy doing?
I do love cooking.
Yeah.
And it's something that I don't often have enough time for. We have our oldest daughter married an Italian. They live in Italy, so when we go there.
Bellissimo!
We see. So I really then tried to do authentic Italian cooking while I'm there, so I love that. Mariana and I started playing paddle a couple of years ago, and we're loving
it.
That. We lose every game. We're just having so much fun.
I love that. And this court's going up everywhere. We really are spoiled for choice. Dion, I love the fact that you're in with us this morning. I can't thank you enough for blessing the world with your amazing talents. Really, it's incredible. And long may it be successful. Mm. Long may your writing skills be appreciated and adored by not only people in Cape Town and the Western Cape, but the world. Thanks for being so accessible. You know, the last time we wanted to chat with you, you were going, anytime, give me a call, we'll have a chat. And I think it really is a skill to be able to be somebody who can close themselves off to the rest of the world, create, and then still be so accessible to that world. Mm. It really is a skill that not many artists have, and I think that you have it with aplomb. So I thank you so much for the gift you've given the world.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. I just want to ask one question before I go. Mm. Phil is a stand-up, right?
Yeah, he's a comic.
Why is he sitting down? Thank you, guys. It was a real pleasure.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dion Meyer.
Tell me what you like. Follow us on Instagram @Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.